You click this video because you want to fix your nervous system, and I get that. For 2 years, I did everything to overcome my symptoms. I would get panic attacks. I developed agoraphobia, and my body would overreact to the slightest trigger. I tried every relaxation technique I could find, meditations, even medication, but none of it worked. And here's why. I was treating my nervous system like it was broken, when it wasn't. It was doing exactly what it was supposed to. It was just stuck on protection mode. And as my body realized it was safe, the symptoms just subsided on their own. So in this video, I'm gonna break down the real secret to fixing your nervous system, not by adding some new technique, but by focusing on the core of healing, which is conveying safety to your body. Number one, stop saying you're broken. When you use language like this, you're indirectly saying that healing comes from outside of you, that you need something external in order to fix you. Many people that think this way rely on breathing exercises, supplements, anything external to fix them. They're coming from a place of inadequacy. But the truth is, there's no defect in you. You're not broken. There's not something inherently wrong with your nervous system. It's just stuck on protection mode. It doesn't know what's an imagined threat or a real threat. And because it doesn't know, it's staying in high alert mode. It's basically looking at you to determine, is this threat valid or not? And when you say things that you're inherently broken, you're indirectly telling your nervous system that there is danger, that there's something wrong, and that you need to do something about this. This is why people compulsively do things to fix themselves. They think that they're inherently broken, and so they need to rely on certain things. This becomes a compulsion in itself. But the truth is that your nervous system isn't broken. It's just miscalibrated right now. This naturally happens when your nervous system is stuck in high stress for a long period of time. The term that we use is sensitization. When your nervous system has stressors that compound over time, when your body hits what we call a stress threshold, your nervous system becomes more sensitive to stress. Now, you might be thinking, why would my body become more sensitive to stress? If I was to work out, wouldn't my body get stronger? When it comes to your nervous system in the outside world, the main role is for you to stay alive. So when your nervous system notices that you're dealing with a lot of stress, it becomes more sensitive to stress. You'll notice that basic stressors that would never really affect you all of a sudden trigger you like crazy. This can be small things like going to the grocery store, going for a drive, leaving your house. Small basic activities that you would enjoy all of a sudden feel like they hit you like a truck. It's not that these activities are hard, but your nervous system has become very sensitive to any additional stressor. Now, it's important to understand that you having a sensitive nervous system right now is not a permanent thing. Your nervous system is dynamic. It changes based on the environment, based on the stressors you're dealing with right now. Your nervous system can be sensitized, but you can teach it to desensitize to these stressors. Your nervous system can become more resilient to stress. The only difference is right now is that you don't know what's going on. You may think that these symptoms, these sensations, these thoughts, these emotions are dangerous and they're not normal. And that keeps your nervous system on high alert. When you start realizing that there is nothing broken within you and that what you're dealing with has a clear and understandable explanation, this leads me to point two, which is conveying safety to your body. Look, I'm not just talking from my own experience. We have helped thousands of people around the world recover, and tens of thousands indirectly. And the formula I have found to convey safety to your body is twofold. Number one is knowledge, and number two is living with the sensation. Now, knowledge is very important because it helps you understand why you're experiencing these symptoms. You start realizing that these symptoms are not dangerous. Yes, they feel uncomfortable. Yes, they can suck. But it's not inherent that somehow you're broken or there's something dangerous or there's even something medically wrong. Once you understand the mechanics of how anxiety, and stress create these physical sensations, these intrusive thoughts, these feelings of dissociations, these intense emotions. When you can understand all of this, well, it demystifies the symptom. It helps you realize that these symptoms aren't dangerous. If you want to know the mechanics of anxiety in a highly sensitive nervous system, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook that walks you through the recovery journey. Now, as you realize that these symptoms aren't dangerous, that you understand the mechanics of why they're happening, then it's about reorienting from trying to fix it to letting it be there. Let me ask you something. If you knew these symptoms weren't dangerous and that these were going to go away on their own, would you need to do anything about it? You would just let the symptom be there. You don't need to fight it. You don't need to fix it. Heck, you don't even need to focus on it. You can go back to living. Now, these symptoms might be uncomfortable. They might be intense at certain times. But when you realize they're not dangerous and that it's going to subside on its own, well, you stop focusing on it. You start reorienting yourself. And so the key to measure safety here is by showing your body that you can live life normally with these symptoms and sensations side by side. You don't need to wait for these symptoms and sensations to go away to live. Most people look at healing like getting over the flu. They need to feel better first and then they go back to living. But when it comes to overcoming a hypersensitive nervous system, what you want to do is you want to live with it. Show it that these symptoms, as uncomfortable they are, they're harmless. And you can still do everything while these symptoms are there, side by side. This teaches your nervous system something critical, which is there's nothing wrong. Maybe these symptoms aren't dangerous. Maybe we can turn off the alarm system. And as you let the symptoms be there, the alarm systems subside on their own. This is how the symptoms go away on their own. Did you notice that you didn't have to do anything about it? You didn't have to fight it. You didn't have to fix it. You didn't have to do anything compulsively. You just had to understand the mechanics of anxiety and your nervous system and just let the symptoms be there. But it's very difficult to let your symptoms and sensations be there if you don't have the knowledge. That's why both things are important: knowledge and learning to allow and accept the symptoms. Now, a common mistake that happens is that people will allow the symptoms to be there without fully accepting the circumstances that they're in. They haven't accepted the fact that these symptoms are anxiety. They haven't accepted the situation that they're in. And so what they're doing is that they're just tolerating the sensations. They're just allowing it to be there with the expectation that if I allow it, well, the symptoms might go away. But this is conditional. The conditions can't be, hey, I want the symptoms to go away, so I'm going to allow it, because that also becomes a sophisticated form of avoidance. That becomes a sophisticated form of resisting the sensation. The goal is to allow the symptoms to be there. Maybe it goes up, maybe it goes down, but you don't need to fix this anymore. And regardless of how you feel, you can still live your life. This is how your nervous system develops resiliency. And as it develops resiliency, this leads me to my third point, which is to work with your body, not against it. You don't put a timeline on healing, because timelines indirectly are still adding pressure. You're still adding pressure to the nervous system. A huge part of healing the nervous system is by removing the pressure. You remove the pressure by not having a timeline. Whether the symptom is there or not, that doesn't dictate whether your day went well or not. When you remove the timeline, when you understand the mechanics of what's happening, when you allow the symptoms and sensations to be there, then you can go back to these coping and managing tricks. If you want to use supplementation, if you want to do meditation, if you want to change your diet, if you want to do grounding exercises, even if you want to take medication, all of that is okay because you're not using it as a shield for your anxiety. You're using this as a way to help you on the healing journey. Whether it helps or not, it doesn't matter, because you're not coming from an energy of trying to fix. You understand that you can allow the symptoms and sensations to be there. It's kind of like having a headache. You can have a headache and just take a Tylenol and Advil and feel fine, but you're not taking the Advil or Tylenol and like looking at the watch and determining, is the headache there? Is it gone? You just take it and forget it. Maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. You can drink more water and just do a couple of things, but not get hyper-focused on it, because you know your body will fix it eventually. And this is the same approach with a sensitive nervous system. It's using these things as a way to supplement, but the core of your healing is still coming from within. Your body knows how to heal. Look, I know how exhausting this is. I know what it's like to wake up every single day and feel like your body is working against you. To feel like you're trapped inside a system that won't turn off. To wonder if this is just who you are now. But I need you to hear this. You're not broken. You never were. Your body isn't malfunctioning. It's not betraying you. It's doing the only thing it knows how to, which is protect you. And right now, it just needs you to show it that the danger has passed. That happens through knowledge, through living, through small, consistent messages that say, we're safe now. And I'm not going to lie to you and say this is easy. Some days it's going to feel incredibly difficult. Some days the symptoms are going to come back strong and you're going to think you're back at square one. But you're not. Because every single time you choose to live with the discomfort instead of fighting it, you're teaching your nervous system something new. You're showing it that it can feel this and still be okay. And one day, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but one day, you're going to wake up and realize your body feels quiet again. Not because you found the perfect technique, but because you finally stopped treating yourself like something that needs to be fixed. That day is coming, I promise you. And until then, just remember that your healing isn't waiting on some miracle outside of you. It's waiting on the permission you give yourself to feel safe again. You got this, and I'll be here every step of the way.